A very good evening to all the brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for giving this wonderful opportunity to discuss His wonderful words of life. So today, as you all know, we're going to study about Armageddon. There's going to be no PPT because usually I don't use PPTs for these subjects. I haven't prepared also. Because basic classes in India, when I take, I usually don't cover the subjects. But anyway, as the brethren requested, so we will go through the subject. Because here we take it in a different angle. So today we're going to study about Armageddon. So what is Armageddon? You see, nowadays, as soon as you wake early in the morning, immediately if you see any newspaper, or else if you on any TV. Each and every news will be flashing, showing breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. You see, so earlier, if you see on some 20 years before, this was not the scenario. You see, the TV news used to come. That was used to be a general news. But whenever something serious only happened, then only like a terrorist attack, a bomb blast, you see, fall in share market, then only the breaking news is to come. But today, what has happened, if you see, brethren, every moment in, you see, each and every thing in the news is called as breaking news. So, this is a clear sign that we are living in a very, very dangerous time. So, what we see in the world is that many soldiers are revolting against the senior officers. You see, many are brutally being murdered because of selfishness. Lot of terrorist attack. Even the churches, the nuns, the bishops are not spared. You see, they are also being attacked. You see, and the people today are so blind that instead of worshipping God, they are worshipping human beings. It's the big, big celebrities worshipping them as hero. Much more, you see, than God. And, you see, we have seen the great recession, you see, in the past few years, because of which there was a great fall in the share market. And many of the companies have shut down and bankrupted. We can see clearly that, you see, many of the big, big companies that were earlier there, like General Motors, Chevrolet, all these things doesn't exist today at all. And many of the banks, you see, earlier it was there, it is shut down. And many of the tire companies like Dunlop and is no more there at all. You see, what are we going to? What is this world leading to? You see, there's a skyrocket in the price of gold or diamond. You see, many of the factories are shut down. You see, there's a lot of unemployment for the person who was studied in a high ranking scale also. They're not getting sufficient of a good job. Even if they get job, there's not sufficient of salaries which they can maintain the family. It is becoming such a scene that each and every person in the family had to work. You see, in China, almost 67,000 companies have closed down. Many of the big aircraft companies also have shut down, and big business tycoons have lost a lot of money and become bankrupt. Real estate has gone down. Even it has not even spared the Queen Elizabeth in America, you see, London. She is not able to repaint her Buckingham Palace, dear brethren. So many of the mines are shut down. Many of the peoples are laid out, jobless situations. So what is this world leading to? Dear brethren, this is a clear sign that we are reaching for the great battle of Armageddon. So let us see one verse, Jeremiah 25th chapter 31 to 33. So today I won't be calling anybody's name. So whoever has got the Bible, they can definitely read. Jeremiah 25th chapter, verse 31 to 33. Anybody can read. Anybody can read.
Jeremiah 25.
31 to 33.
Okay. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath with the nation. He will flee with all face. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord.
See, here it says noise. A noise shall come even from the end of the world means what? Noise means trouble. You see, whenever there is a huge noise, a revolt, a commotion, you see, dear brethren, it will come from the end of the world, it seems. That means from corner of the world to other corner of the world, from one end of the world to the other end of the world, all nations, you see, all over the world, whichever nation you take, you see, there shall come this noise of trouble, it seems. Why? Because it says the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He is pleading with all flesh, and he shall give the wicked, big, big nations, many companies. God shall give them to sword. Sword means what? Destruction. You see, then continue with the next. What does the Bible say? Continue.
Thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nations, and a great whirlwind shall be a raised up from the coast of the earth, and the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be a dung upon the ground.
You see, what is it? Behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, dear brethren. Underline, each and every nation, whichever nation you see, they shall be evil, it seems, from one nation to other nation. Just think over, dear brethren, from a small nation like India, Sri Lanka, from here to even the greatest of the nation, America, Russia, what is there today? Trouble, trouble, trouble. Evil, evil, evil. A great whirlwind, you see, dear brethren, from the ends of the earth, you see. And what is the result of it? They shall not be lamented, nor gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung upon the earth. That means nobody will be spared in this day of wrath. This is the signs of Armageddon. This is a sign that all the world are gathering for this great battle called as Armageddon. So this is not actual Armageddon, but this is the preparation for Armageddon. Like how, you see, when I was in Nepal, we all went to a hill station. You see, as we went on to the hill, as we are climbing, what is happening? The temperature is getting chill, chill, chill. You see, so once you reach on the top of the hill, the temperature is totally different than on the ground level. That is what is Armageddon. Armageddon is still on the peak. But as we keep on approaching that Armageddon, the temperature cools down. Similarly, dear brethren, now the world is going on from the down level to the reaching the Armageddon. But as it keeps on going, what is there? The trouble is increasing, increasing. The temperature keeps on changing, dear brethren, increasing the same way. This is called as Armageddon. So let us read about Armageddon in Revelation 16, chapter 16, verse. Kindly read, anybody? Revelation 16, 16. Murtham brother, very good. Welcome. Thank you. You can also participate. You can also read the Bible, brother.
And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
Very good. So here it says they Gather them together into a place called in Hebrew tongue as Armageddon. You see, so Hebrew, in Hebrew it is called as Armageddon. Now what is this Armageddon? Actually, Armageddon is a place in the hills of Megiddo. That was a place in Israel where great battles of Israel were fought. You see, we have read about so many wars in Israel. How Gideon fight against the Midianites and he defeated them. How David fought over the Philistines. Nahab and Jezebel were met their end at this place only. Therefore, Armageddon, therefore this hill of Megiddo, that became a significance between the battle between good and evil. You just study about all these wars of Israel. Majority of the wars has happened in this place only. And God caused this place, as Armageddon means, this is a place where the future war is going to happen between, you see, evil and good. This is not a little place, but in Israel it was a little place, but that was God has a larger significance that where in the future, in the entire world, there is going to be a great war between good and evil. Therefore, you see, in the same Revelation chapter, I read verse 14, brother. Read verse 14. You read verse 16. Revelation 16, chapter verse 14. Kindly read, brother. Huh?
For they are the spirit of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the death, battle of that great day of God Almighty.
See, the great battle of that great day of God Almighty. So Armageddon is actually a battle of that great day of God Almighty. It is a war between good and evil. It is a war between, you see, labor and capital, between true and the false, between God and Mammon, the priest and the people. You see, that is the great battle of God Almighty. Here it says, the evil spirits go forth unto the kings of the earth and gather everybody to this place, it seems. Now, who is this kings of the earth? Dear brethren, earlier they were kings, but nowadays there is no kings at all. Even in Nepal, there was a king. But here also, the kingship went off and you said there is democracy. See, kings means what? There is not little kings. There are different types of kings. Like, for example, if you come to a music field, who is the king of pop? If you see, we usually call Michael Jackson as the king of pop. So, when you come to a computer field, who is the king of computers? It's Bill Gates. When you come to the steel field, who is the king of steel? Giant. You see, it is ArcelorMittal. Similarly, if you come to a film field, you see, who is the king of films? If you see, it's Amitabh Bachchan or Shah Rukh Khan. So that's the example. So king means what? All big giants. All big personalities. You see, let it be in whichever field, dear brethren. Let it be in all the fields. It is them that God is gathering for this place. Okay, now how is God gathering? You see, what does that verse say? You see, now, just now we read verse 14. Now read verse 13, brother. How does God gather? Verse 13, brother. Same Revelation 16, verse 13.
And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Very good. So here it says three unclean spirits like frog, which came out of dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. It is this unclean spirits that gather everybody, you see, for this great battle. Now, what are these three unclean spirits? We have studied in the spirit class. You see, spirit means what? You see, spirit is not a person or a personality. That is the invisible power. You see? And here, three unclean spirits coming out from the mouth of the, you see, dragon means, mouth means, Jesus once said, no, in John 6:63, the spirit that quickens, the flesh profit nothing, the words which I speak, they are spirit unto you. So that's the words which Jesus spoke, that was the spirit, that was the power, you see, that motivated his disciples to walk in that path. So similarly, three unclean spirits with what? Three unclean words or doctrines or speeches or talks, you see, or things which come out from these three agencies, which actually motivate the people to gather for this Armageddon. Therefore, you see, it says these are the spirits which work, you see, miracles. Spirits of the devil in verse 14, we read now. You see, that means these are not the true leading spirits. These are deception spirits. These are the words, or these are the news, these are the proclamation, these are the policies, these are doctrines which divert mankind away from God. And you see, it says it is compared to something like frog. Now, why it is compared to frog? You see, brethren, frog actually usually have three qualities. Okay? First thing, the frog, when somebody comes to attack a frog, you see, the frog usually bulges out. It becomes so big, almost more than double than its size. You see, just creating an impression that it is a very great animal, but actually it is not so. Okay? This is the first quality of a frog. The second quality of the frog, it shows as if it is something great, wise, or something. And the third quality, it keeps on continuously croaking, cr 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 continuously keeps on telling. So, you see, what are these things which came out of these three? The dragon, you see, the beast from the mouth, you see. We all know, we have studied in Daniel, you see, 7th chapter, the four beast. You see, the beast usually means what? The beast usually means the government, the civil government. And dragon and the false prophet, that represents the religious aspect, religious power. So, from the religious power and from the civil power, you see, the policies or the words that come out will be very promising, will be very great, great things, you see. But actually, these are very great deception. Like, for example, you see, I'll give you an example of what actually happens in India. You might be knowing that one. See, the current government, you see, promised huge, great things and all, like building so many temples and all these things and all. Why? Just to attract for vote, to gain for vote. And thus, you see, they have been retained in the current position. See, those policies, those words, you see, were very false, you see, very deceptive. So this gathered the people for what? For that commotion, for the revolt, for that anger, you see. This is the example. Similarly, like if you want any religious policies, like for example, see, among the Roman Catholic, you see, the bishops are not permitted to marry. This is the rule. You see, that is the doctrine, that is the policy that has come out from their mouth. You see, from the mouth of the, you see, the great beast, the great dragon. You see, so nobody's allowed to marry. But, because of this policy, what has happened? What is the effect upon the society? If you see, many of the bishops or the fathers, you see, they have illegal relationship with the nuns. And in India, you know what has happened? You see, so many bishops have been murdered and so many nuns have been conceived and they are aborted. You see, and there are so many cases and so many people are behind the bars. Now, why are all these things? It is because of the religious policy. It is because of the, you see, civil policy, the government policies, dear brethren. Like, for example, take Mujahideen, Hamas, or Taliban. You see, they all think that they are fighting a holy war, jihad. Why? Because again of the religious policies, they believe that if they die for Allah, if they, you see, sacrifice their life for Allah, if they fight for Allah, if they kill for the sake of Allah, Allah will be pleased. So this is, you see, the motivation given that is gathering the people for this commotion. Therefore, dear brethren, you see, because of these policies, you know what has happened? Because of the government policies or the world's policies, there is so much of poverty in Somalia. There's no government in Somalia. The only warlords are ruling, they're only growing drugs, and they've been sending the drugs all over the world, you see. And because of so many policies, what has happened? You see, so many big companies, they had to shut down their business. And the big companies are not able to make profit. Hence, they are approaching the customers directly. You might have seen in many places, first there was actually a different type of market. There used to be a manufacturer who used to send the goods to the wholesaler. And from the wholesaler, it is to come to the dealer. And from the dealer, it is to come to the retailer and then to the consumer. But today, there is that center mediator, like a wholesaler, a dealer, you see, a retailer is totally gone. The companies are approaching directly to the customer. Why? Because, dear brethren, the margin has become less. Hence, you can see great big mammoth stores have been opened, big malls, where in a single place everything has been sold, everything you can get. You see, so what is happening is that the business is being accumulated or gathered in the hands of the few. So what is happening to those small businesses and small people? They are losing their day-to-day revenue, and this is generating frustration, discontent, anger, envy among the poor. So you can see in the world, you see, earlier there were three, you see, categories in the, you see, society: first class, second class, third class. The first class were the upper class, very rich people. The middle class were the second class, where they used to have a normal life, a decent life. And the third class were the very poor class. Were very poor and could not afford anything. They were living in a lower strata of the society. But today, you can see very clearly that the middle class is totally wading off. There is no more that you can find a clear differentiation between that middle class. The middle class is totally going slowly. There is a huge gap, you see, between the rich and the poor. So only in the future you can see the rich and the poor. This is breeding discontent, anger among the society. Let me give you an example. You see, what has this got effect upon the society? Like, for example, I hope in Nepal also that's the situation. Earlier, some 15 years before, if you see, whenever a poster has to be put on a large scale, they used to paint it by hand. Remember, they used to have hand paintings, like cutouts, huge cutouts for the picture or for a match or for any, you see, what do you say, fun fair or any advertisement that has to be put. It was painted by hand. And who used to paint it? Some 10 or 15 people used to paint it. They used to take around 2 3 weeks time. So in that 2 3 weeks, that 15 people's family were maintained. The paint company got the revenue. You see, even the manufacturer of the paint box, the lid, the tin were benefited. Even the iron brushes were companies were benefited. So even the cloth company who used to supply the cloth for the painting used to benefit. Even the wood, you see, carpenter who used to make frames for the company, they benefited. Everything, everybody benefited. So they all had a decent life. But dear brethren, you might have observed recently, this concept of painting by hand is gone. Computers have come in, Photoshop has come in, flex printing has come in. You see, earlier 10 to 15 people, what they used to do for 15 days, a simple machine will do the same job in 10-15 minutes. Imagine, dear brethren, what a huge, you see, difference, what huge effect it has brought. The 10-15 men, they lost their jobs. You see, just because greed of doing things in a very less value, you see, many people profited. But think about the 15 men who lost their jobs. What about the family? What are the dependents? What about the paint company? What about the tin manufacturer? What about the carpenter? You see, all these things got affected, Abraham. This is an example what I'm giving you. This happens in a large scale in all over field, Abraham. So day by day, what has happened? Unemployment is being gathered. Unemployment is being gathered. 95%, you see, in the people, they don't do hand labor. 95% work is done by machines. You see, brother, you go for garment field, shoe field, any factory, there's a competition. And moreover, today, what has happened? Females also have joined for this competition. There is no much encouragement or opportunity for men. They have to work for lower wages. Dear brethren, you see, and increase in what? You see, day-to-day commodities, fruits, vegetables, basic necessities have skyrocketed. Many people, you see, they are not able to survive even their day-to-day life. Because of that huge pressure, tension, you know, they end their life. They commit suicide. They try to maintain their family somehow. You see, some people cheat somebody, do robbery, or something they'll do. Dear brethren, all this because of poverty and unemployment. But those people who are not able to do all these things, dear brethren, they commit suicide. This is where the Armageddon is leading to. Let us read James 5th chapter, verses 1 to 5. Mausam, you're there. Mausam, can you read? You're there.
Brother, I'm on the way, but I don't have Bible at my hand. I'm
Okay, no
listening.
problem. No problem. No problem. Anybody else who can read? Munna sister? Or Brother Gopal?
Yes, brother, who is first?
James 5th chapter verses 1 to 5, sister.
Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is canker, and rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last day. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your field, which is of your kept back by fraud, carrieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ear of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter.
You see, you have heaped treasures together for the last day. So many people tell you, oh, at least in my last days of my life, I should live peacefully. So I have made good wealth, good property. You see, taken a lot of gold. You see, what does the Bible say? You have heaped treasures together for the last day. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have ripped down your field, which you are kept down by fraud. Crieth, and this cry has reached the ears of God, it seems to be. Then, you see, Many countries have developed in all ways. You see, whichever angle you think, whichever angle you take, the whole, all the nations of this world have developed. You see, except in the field of love, justice, peace, and righteousness. Isn't it? You see, everybody they have developed in IT field, you see. In finance field, in business field, you see, and information technology, intelligence, security, media, everything. But what about God? Nobody bothers to study or think about God. You see, God's children are persecuted, while drugs, rum, Western culture, slave trade, gay marriages, gay. You see, churches, you see, these are increased. Even in military, you know what is supplied? Liquor, drink is supplied free of cost. Why? So that they may work for the military. Then this is actually totally against what the Bible says. You see, even now also, authorities don't even bother to give, at least give simple heed to the instructions of the Bible. Instead of giving importance to love, you see, and mercy upon the poor and humanity, they are spending lot and lot selfishly upon their own self things. Like, for example, you know, our Lok Sabha election, it cost more than what actually cost it happens for connecting election in America. You see, 3,000 more than 9,000 crores. Imagine 9,000 crores of rupees has been spent on canvassing it seems. This is the official report. Think about the unofficial report. There are so many people who can't even afford 50 rupees per day for the basic necessities, basic food. You see, that is the condition of this world. Therefore, dear brethren, this world is leading to Armageddon. When people say there's peace, what happens, it seems? Then sudden destruction comes upon them. That is the day we are living. Read 1 Thessalonians 5:3. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Anybody can read? First Thessalonians 5:3.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
You see, when they say peace, security, that time only what will come in Simsa? Trouble. That is the condition in the world. You see, the politicians will come and say, don't worry, you will get peace, everything will be sorted out. Immediately, what will happen? Some trouble will come. You see, that is what the Bible says. This is Armageddon. Therefore, you see, in the world, all the nations are investing more upon, you know what? Arms, you see, military force. Today we have a beautiful example of Ukraine, Russia, Korea, Israel, Hamas, Iraq, Iran. Just think, dear brother, all these nations, they don't even have proper food to eat. But today they're investing more and more upon what? Upon, you see, weapons. You see, that is what the Bible says. Read Joel 3rd chapter 10 and 11. Joel, 3rd chapter, verse 10 and 11.
Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weary say, a weak say, I'm strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord.
See, what does the Bible say? Assemble yourself. Beat your plowshares into swords. That means what? Plowshare means what? That which is used for agriculture. Beat it into swords means what? Divert that investment. Instead of investing in agriculture, invest in arms, ammunitions. That is the condition today, brethren. You see, and you are pruning your to spears. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Weak. Hamas is a powerful nation. It is not even a nation, brethren. It's very weak. But they say they are strong. You see, that is what is happening. IS, Afghanistan, Iraq. You just go and see there. They don't even have proper food and proper shelter also. But they got funds for what? Bombs, missiles. It is so easy, so cheap. Each and every missile will cost so lakhs and lakhs of rupees, dear brethren. But yet, they're ready to invest in those things than to invest upon their people. You see, lot of United Nations funds, donations have been sent to these poor countries. But in spite of all these things, what are they doing? They are investing in arms. Ukraine, just imagine, more than almost 1.5 years, Ukraine is totally peace. At least you should surrender and cooperate, no? Dear brethren, today what has happened? Because of one person's ego, the entire Ukrainian civilization is spoiled. They don't have job, don't have money, don't have funds. How much of tension, dear brethren? Imagine how much of disease, sickness, depression will come. Dear brethren, this is leading the people to frustration. This is a signs of Armageddon. And the government, what they're doing? They're busy developing satellites to go to where? To go to Moon, to go to Mars. While there is, first of all, no satisfaction and no basic amenities here on Earth. Dear brethren, think about the rich. How the rich are living, you see? I'll give you an example of what we have in India. You might be knowing that one. You might be seeing in the news. You see? Mukesh Ambani, how much he has spent for his marriage, son's marriage? More than thousands of crores, dear brethren. Is it so? Think about the pathetic condition, you see, and so many people, they are even ready to spend a package for their honeymoon, like lakhs and lakhs of rupees per day, you see. And in America, a average American citizen spends $4, you see, for, you see, what it seems, for pet it seems, per day, $4. $4 means how much? In your Nepali currency, if I tell 1,000 rupee, almost 1,000 Nepali rupee is being spent per day upon pet it seems, dogs, animals. Think about human beings, dear brethren. You see, and think about the posh cars they buy, expensive, so many lakhs of rupees. And what good example has the Miss Universe or Miss World set? You see, they're all good looking and beautiful up on the stage. They give good testimony that we want to work for the people, all those things and all. But practically, none of them care for those things. The dresses they wear, each and every pant cost more than 2 lakhs rupees. Each and every shirt costs more than 4 to 5 lakhs rupees. The vanity bag they carry, it costs 50 lakhs rupees. The watches they wear, the filamentous and all, dear brethren, it costs more than 1 crore. It's the same time, it's the same watch everywhere, dear brethren. But see the wickedness happening in this world, dear brethren. Therefore, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am might. You see, dear brethren, therefore, all these things will happen when sixth angel pours out it is a veil upon the river Euphrates. So let us read now Revelation 16, 12. Revelation 16, chapter verse 12. Revelation 16, 12.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
You see, what happened is, when the veil was poured upon river Euphrates, it was dried up and it made way for the king to come from the east. You see, we have studied about this one lightly in the subject called as Babylon. You see, river Euphrates, we have studied about the class in four rivers out of Eden. You see, the last river was river Euphrates. That represents the world salvation. That means the world of mankind. The world of mankind is the one who is supporting these systems, dear brethren. But God says God will pour out a plague upon the river Euphrates. Such a way that this river will get dried up. What is this plague? Dear brethren, this plague is the doctrines of God. This plague is the truth that God is going to reveal in the coming days. This veil, you see, this plague is the exposing of the ever, the bringing of awareness in the society. This is God's wrath. Like, for example, you see, let us read one verse, Acts 17:6. Can anybody read Acts 17:6? I hope everybody listening. Romy sister, Munna sister, everybody, are you alert? Acts 17:6.
And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the ruler of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.
Very good, sir. You see, it says regarding Apostle Paul, he was actually preaching about the resurrection of the dead, because he was preaching among the, you see, Greeks. We all know that the Greeks don't believe that the soul dies. They were the one who invented the concept of the immortal soul. When Apostle Paul went there and said, soul dies and all the people are going to be resurrected, they told the people who are turning the world upside down are come here. They are disturbing. So what actually Apostle Paul spoke was the truth. You see? But it was very disturbing for the people who could not accept it, who could not digest it. But those who understood it, those who accepted it, they were quite happy. It was very happy for them. But for the other people who could not accept or digest, it was very frustrating. It was like a plague for them. That is the meaning of plague in the Bible. Even we have the example of John the Baptist. John the Baptist condemned the relation between Herod and Herodias, because Herodias was a sister-in-law. Herod murdered his brother and mother and married his brother's wife. That was against the law of God. John the Baptist spoke the truth, but that truth could not be digested by who? Herodias. Herod at least accepted. He listened to his words. He feared God. But Herodias was troubled. It was like a plague. It was like something that was pricking her, causing her pain. So, dear brethren, these truths, I mean, these are the examples of truths. Or, you see, the realization of what is correct and what is wrong. That is the thing which causes a plague. So, when we say, God shall pour out his veil upon this river Euphrates, that means upon the world of mankind. God is going to pour the knowledge of righteousness, the realization of their mistake. Then what will happen, it seems, dear brethren, that river will get dried. You know what will happen? The people who are supporting the civil system, let it be political, religious, financial, social, all the systems have been supported by the people only. Once they realize that this is all wrong, you see, what will happen? They'll withdraw the support. Once they withdrew their support, automatically what will happen, dear brethren? You see, that system will collapse. Like, for example, I'll give you some of the companies which we had in India. You see, there was a watch manufacturer company like Titan, or what you say, HMT. These are very big manufacturer company which are supplied to all over India. But today, those companies doesn't exist at all. You see, why? Well, because now nobody purchases the watches. You see, that is outdated. Everybody goes for digital one. So what has happened? When nobody is interested in that one, nobody is supporting that system will shut down. That is the way God is going to do. He is going to shut down this great world filled with selfishness, let it be all the system, political, religious, financial, social, all these systems will be complete shut down. How? When God is going to pour on this plague upon the people, what will happen? The people will withdraw the support. Now, this verse in Revelation, it says, this will make a way for the king of the east to come in. Now, who is the king of the east? You see, who comes in the east? What comes in the east in the morning? Tell me, you're all there. What comes in the east from the morning?
Sun.
Very good, sun. Now, who is sun in the Bible?
Jesus Christ.
Very good, sister. Jesus Christ. So, once the systems are collapsed, this will make way for Jesus Christ, who's already returned in 1874, to enter into these systems and collapse this system, dear brethren. That is Armageddon, final climax. You see? So we are all reaching to such a stage where this system is going to completely get crushed up. You see? But once it crushed up, next what will happen is, sir, dear brethren, Jesus will come inside and completely destroy this evil system. So after this, we all know very well what will happen in Simsa. God's peaceable kingdom shall be established. We have seen the Daniel 2nd chapter, a multi-metallic human structure. A stone came and hit. So stone has already come. Jesus has already come. He's been hitting and pounding the world governments. Day by day, all the nations are getting weak. You know, America, 15, 20 years before, whenever there used to be any, problem in any nation, they used to come and fight and support openly. But today, they are not able to support openly even Ukraine, even Israel also. See today's newspaper, Biden has withdrawn the arms supply to Israel. India has tried to supply. Dear brethren, that is the condition. Why? Because they can't support. They don't have that power. That power is being pound, made weak day by day. Therefore, dear brethren, you see, it is in this great Armageddon that what will happen? The church shall be glorified. I just gave you an example of John the Baptist. You see, John the Baptist condemned Herod and Herodias' relationship. And what happened? Herodias planned and killed John the Baptist. But you see, that was actually a good thing. Because John the Baptist was killed, but John the Baptist became more and more famous, you see, after his death. Similarly, Samson, remember, Samson in the last stage of his life, you see, he was made to, as a great, demonstration for everybody that what will happen to the, people of Israel. He was tied to the pillars, his eyes were plucked out, all the Philistines came before him and they all teased him. Then what happened? Samson requested one last time to God to give him power. See, he shook the pillars of the temple. Everything fell down. All the people died. Similarly, dear brethren, it is in this trouble the church will be glorified. They will shake the pillars of this world system. It will fall upon the whole world. They will die, but Samson was alive. You see, but later he also died. So in the same way, dear brethren, you see, the church shall be glorified. But that is the gateway to heaven, dear brethren. So we all have to pass through this trouble, you see, and meet the Lord in the air and to rule with him, dear brethren. Therefore, so this is the testing time for us. Now, you see, now in this time, what we should be doing, what we actually should be working out, you see, dear brethren, let us read Revelation 15 chapter. So in this condition, what should be our attitude? Okay. Revelation 15 chapter 2, 3 and 4. Can anybody read Revelation 15 chapter 2, 3 and 4?
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name stand on the seal of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy work, Lord God Almighty, just and true are they thy way, thou King of saints.
You see, there was a sea of glass, it seems. But they were the people, some people who were upon the sea of glass, it seems, having the harps of God. You see, they were singing and glorifying to God, it seems. They sang the song of Moses, the song of the Lamb. What is this sea? What is the meaning of sea in the Bible? Read Isaiah 57:20. Isaiah 57:20. Muna sister, can you read Isaiah 57:20?
Isaiah 15.
57:20.
But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose water cast up mire and dirt.
The wicked are like the troubled sea. They can't remain quiet. They'll cast out dust, dirt. Tsunami, what is it, pure water? All the things which were in the ocean were brought to the land. They threw out the dirt. That is the condition of the world today. The wicked in this world are flourishing. Tumultuous waves are there. All nations, trouble, 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 trouble. But there is a class of people who are upon the sea, and they see as if the sea is like a glass, clear, very crystal clear. That means beyond the sea, they can see who is controlling the sea. And who are they? This verse says, these are they who overcome the beast. You see, now what is the beast? That's the great Antichrist system. Who are the people who overcome the Antichrist system? This is the 1,44,000. Only the 1,44,000 can see through this troubled glass that there is peaceable kingdom other side. After all these things, there shall be a peaceable kingdom coming upon earth and establish peace on this earth. They see those things, have faith in God, and have the harp in their hand. And they play the music of the song of Moses and the Lamb. Moses means what? Old Testament. Lamb means Jesus Christ, the New Testament. They beautifully sing what song? Old Testament, New Testament. You see, taking from the Old Testament, taking from the New Testament, harmoniously, beautifully explaining the divine plan of the ages. This can be done only by 1,44,000 Ibdren. In this trouble, they won't be troubled. Though they may be troubled all over the world, they have faith in the Lord that beyond this glass, beyond the sea, there is God. Ibdren. So in this trouble, in this great Armageddon, you see, we need to see God who is beyond all these things and is going to work everything for good. You know, it was much similar like days of Noah. Jesus said, no, Matthew 24 chapter, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be like in the days of Son of Man. Correct, no? You see, read Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Matthew 24 chapter. Verse 37.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
As it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of Son of Man. Parallel, dear brethren, same way it is going to happen. In the days of Noah, all the people were wicked. Similarly, in the days of Son of Man, the people won't be good. They'll all be wicked. But there was a special thing that happened in days of Noah. There was a hybrid of human and fallen angels, because of which changes were born. Today also we have human beings who are combined with the fallen angels. The fallen angels don't come directly upon the flesh now. They are possessing human beings. They're using the human bodies, human brains to deceive mankind and generate chains. You see, who are the chains? As I told you, big giant companies, computer giant, banking giant, you see, telephone giant, you see, steel giant, tea giant, aluminium giant, aviation giant, wherever you go, very rich people. You see, dear brethren, automobile giant. You see, these are the giants that are being produced by these fallen angels. And in the first world, these giants dominated the whole world. Therefore, God destroyed the first world. Similarly, at the end of the second world, there will be great companies which will dominate the normal people, dear brethren. And God will destroy them as it was destroyed in the flood. They shall be totally gone forever, dear brethren. So, God is going to humble the pride of this world. Therefore, this is how, you see, the Armageddon will, you see, culminate, how Armageddon is going to develop. And ultimately, the church has to play a beautiful role of witnessing about God and staying calm in this Armageddon. Because she will be glorified in this Armageddon itself. Okay? So, I hope it was useful. I'll be sending the notes. The notes will be totally, some parts will be totally different than what I presented here. So I presented here practically upon today's situation. So you can go to the PDF. Any doubts, any questions you have, we can ask. Anybody has got any questions, any doubts? Anybody? Anyone, any questions? Pro Minister?
No questions.
Good. Okay. Awesome, brother. Any questions?
No, brother. No, any questions.
Okay. Joel, brother. Muna, sister. Amar, brother.
No question, brother.
No question, brother.
Okay. Okay. Gopal, brother.